You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance DeScott.
It's nice to be back for another episode of the Drop Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be going over the Blues versus Kings, which was played on October 29th of 2016. The Blues, everyone, have had a problem that I'm sure we've all seen here lately and noticed. Out of the last five games, they've only scored one goal a game, and that's really got to stop. You know, they had the loss Thursday night to Detroit 2-1 in a shootout. Both goalies played very, very well. And before the game, we were able to catch up with Alex Steen to kind of go over a little bit of the Blues' struggle scoring and why they need to make some changes and start scoring some more goals.
Alexander Steen, I think the common thread tonight is get as many pucks in the net as possible, especially considering there's so many injuries in the net for the LA Kings.
Yeah, Budaj's been playing well for them. I think defensively they've kind of rallied around this thing and turned it into a positive for them. So it'll be important for us not to by any means underestimate or come out flat. We want to come out the same way we have in the last couple games. I thought last game we came out really well. I think we gotta play a little bit quicker from our back end to our forwards. The forwards need to come back a little bit more and create some space through their neutral zone and make sure that their structure doesn't bog us down. Yeah, I think tonight's going to be a great battle. This is Kings team that we've seen a lot of. I think both teams have created a competitive culture in their dressing rooms and usually tends to turn into some pretty good battles out on the ice. So tonight's going to be a fun one.
So the last couple of practices, a lot of energy about scoring goals and everybody's hooting and howling. So I guess scoring goals is the main thing to get things going?
Yeah, we got to get some bodies in front of the net and make sure that we're creating havoc. I think we got a lot of scoring chances last game and you know, we just got to find a way to get those into the back of the net. We will tonight.
Good work.
Thanks. You too.
Alexander Steen's dead on. The Blues have had some great chances, especially in that last game against Detroit. It's, they couldn't get them in the net. They just couldn't. Both goalies played well in the last game. Peter Budaj going into this one, as they said, the Kings have had a lot of injuries. They're switching around between three goalies since Quick has been hurt, and they're trying to find the right combination. And Budaj has played pretty well for them. He's a 15-year veteran, was drafted, I believe, in 2001, if I'm not mistaken, in the NHL draft. He's played for several teams, including Montreal and the Kings, most recently in the Minor Hockey League for the Reign. So he's getting his chance in the NHL again, and he's doing a lot of good things with it. And, hey, the Blues got some great chances in this game. But both goalies would stand on their toes, and it would be a great, great goalie battle, starting with this great save in the first period.
Yakupov cleared it, now picked up on the left side. Stastny in deep, shoots, and a save by Budaj, and a rebound. Blues again, right side, shot, and a save. Budaj getting over. Stastny had an open corner of the net, wide open.
The Blues putting pressure on Budaj there in the first period and just could not get the puck in the net. As the announcer said, Stastny had a wide open goal and just couldn't get it up enough to be able to get it in the net. And the Blues continue to put pressure on them. I mean, this was another game, which is kind of shocking me, which is back and forth speed game, which the Blues normally don't play that type of game. They like to have their rushes now and again, but this was a great game to watch. It was physical. The Kings were bashing. The Blues were bashing. There was great opportunities. Peter Budaj there made a great save, but Jake Allen would not be outdone on his end.
7 in regulation and overtime.
Kopitar wins it, and a shot. Allen made the save, wide open. Oh. And Toffoli is robbed. Oh, he had a wide open goal. How did it stay out? And now back for Doughty. Doughty a drive, blocked by Petrangelo. It goes out of play.
Great stick by Petrangelo on that last effort after two brilliant saves by Jake Allen. Phenomenal.
Budaj, Allen playing just great, great games. Just basically some of the best goaltending I've seen this year, and we've seen a lot of that from Jake Allen and a few of the other goalies the Blues have played against. you know, back and forth in the first period, rushes up and down, some banging on the boards. Just an overall very good game to watch on TV and to be there. I hope you guys got to go to the game, as I keep encouraging you guys to go. It would end up 0-0 after the first period. You know, it's going to be this type of game with the Kings. The Blues know what to expect from the Kings. The Kings know what to expect from the Blues. It would continue bashing, scoring chances for both teams in the second period, where the Blues got a great chance. But Peter Budaj came up big again with this great save.
The puck picked up and taken back into the King zone. Yaskin with it. Dmitry Yaskin turns, backhand, shoots, save, rebound, sent wide by Reeves in the slot.
Yaskin had a great chance, and then Reeves got a rebound and just sent it wide of the goal. I think everybody thought that Reeves' shot was going to go in, but he just missed the goal. Jake Allen's down on the other end going, hey, you know, I don't want to be out down here. Come on down here and let me show you what I can do. And he did.
Edmondson, oh, that was cleared up the middle but knocked down. And Kopitar right on rebound. Allen made the save on Pearson. Sprawling left pad save. Oh. Man, we have seen some great goaltending tonight.
Has he been great? Holy jumping. What a save that is by Jake Allen.
I'm loving the goalie battle. But guys, the Blues really need to score here and stop putting it all on Jake Allen. You know, everybody loves a goalie battle. People love high-scoring games. People love, you know, competitive games, 1-0, 2-1, 0-0. But the Blues have to start scoring. They need to put the puck past Budaj. They have to do that. They've had issues doing that. They kept trying and trying, and finally it would come to fruition, and Jaden Schwartz would get the Blues on the board.
And then back of the goal, Jake Muzzin there for Los Angeles. Can't clear it. Gunnarsson a shot. Knocked down in front, wide open, Schwartz shoots, he scores! Jaden Schwartz, and they finally beat Budaj.
Similar play to the one earlier in the game where Stastny's all alone, but now Jaden Swizzle Schwartz, after Gunnarsson has a really good shift, Muzzin's got the puck, and he plays it off to the side. Great job by Laterra to cut off the winger, Lewis, and then look to that reaction. Schwartz with his stick on the ice. He's waiting, and he's just going to rifle this in the middle of the net. No chance for Budaj. Oh, what a reaction.
Great goal by Jaden Schwartz. He was where he needed to be. Put the puck in the net. Budaj can be scored on, it appears. And this Jaden Schwartz goal was 3 minutes and 43 seconds into the third period. Nice to see his first goal since coming back from the injury. Laterra got an assist, his first of the season. Tarasenko got an assist, his fifth of the season. And the Blues take, the 1-0 lead. It would continue to be a goalie battle back and forth. And guys, I tell you, this is one of the most fun games to watch this season. I want the Blues to score more, but this was just a heck of a game to watch. And get down to the arena, guys. You got to see these games. We're all disappointed the Blues aren't scoring more. But I think, you know, like I said in my preseason special, I think the Blues are going to have some problems scoring, and they're going to need to rely on Jake Allen a lot more than they're going to be scoring, you know, a ton of goals each game. So Jake's there. I mean, he's doing his job. He's the number one goaltender, guys. I think we need to stop thinking and wishing we had Brian Elliott back, because Jake Allen's our number one guy, and he's played very well this year, besides one game where he just wasn't great. But every other game, he's been steady to great or awesome. And the Blues win this one 1-0 over the Kings. They really needed this after the two losses in the previous two games against the Flames and then against the Red Wings. And it was great to see. Let's go ahead and get into the post-game interviews to talk and listen to Jaden Schwartz, Jake Allen, and Ken Hitchcock and get their thoughts on the game. And then we'll kind of go over the full stats of the game for you guys.
Winning games with one goal, but so far it seems like it's worked a couple of times.
Yeah, you know, find ways to get points, you know, with one goal, and you know, you see the chances we had tonight. It's just one of those little stretches where pucks are either hitting a stick or hitting a post, and when most of the time they usually go in, you know, and that's going to turn for us soon, and we just got to work through it, and the goals will come. You know, tonight was a big win. You know, 1-0, 4-0 doesn't really matter. It was a huge win to cap off a little bit of a tough homestand for us and take some momentum on the road.
When you see that you and Carter, I mean, when you know the guy, just pucks aren't going in right now, is you just feel like, you know, you have to be up to the challenge and make every save out there?
No, I don't think that way. That's when they score on you. You just keep playing your game and try not to let anything faze you. You know, if you need one goal, if you need a shutout, so be it. But you don't want to get too far ahead of yourself. It's just sort of one minute at a time.
The penalty kill continues to be the strength of this team right now?
Yeah, it is. It's a building block for us. It's a momentum giver. It's gives us hope for sure, you know, too, especially in the first when we had three and myself, I took a penalty. And, you know, be able to kill those off and keep the game 0-0 after one was huge for us.
What's good about this? What was working so well for this PK?
You know, we're all just bought in on the same page. Guys sacrifice each other, you know. Guys don't try to do too much, which a lot of times is less is more in situations like this. You get caught at positions times when you're chasing all over the place, and if you can stay tight and stay in the right positions and limit the team to not a whole lot, it usually works out.
So we're pretty excited about that goal there with the...
Yeah, I mean, it's nice seeing it go in. We've had a lot of chances as a team and a little bit stink bitten right now. You know, good defensive play, good goalies. We're managing to get points, but I feel like, you know, the team has gotten a lot of chances, and I have as well, and I've been missing too many, so it's nice to see it go in.
Caden, is that just Jori makes the play along the wall and gets it back and rewarding for him to be able to, you know, get it to you then?
Yeah, it was a huge play. Vladdy made a nice pass to him, and you know, him and Vladdy, sometimes I think that they don't see me, but they still see me. So it was a great play by them. And, you know, like I said, it was nice to see it going.
It's like when you shot it, you were not going to leave anything to chance. You shot that about as hard as you
Yeah, just got it off my stick as quick as I could. And don't like thinking about it too much. Just wanted to rip that one. I've had a few of those this year and missed. So, you know, it was a little bit frustrating seeing him not go in.
Did you see similarities tonight, like Thursday? You were getting some great chances, you know, especially forwards, and just weren't going in, and eventually one's got to go in here, right?
Yeah, you try to stay positive. I feel like we might even had more chances last game than we did tonight, and you know, we could have 3, 4, or 5 goals last game. And I think once we just, you know, we get a few games of scoring, you know, 3 or 4 goals, everyone gets, you know, everyone's kind of gripping a little bit right now. And, you know, it's nice, obviously, to get a win. That's important, but... you know, it'd be nice to see a few more go in and guys to start gripping a little bit less, and myself included.
Yeah, I was thinking as we were watching it, you know, nobody really cares a month from now what the score is going to be. They just care, is it a W or is it a loss? And so, you know, I think we can – I was happier today with the quality of scoring chances, again, for both teams, but – the first 15 games or 20 games of the season are like playoffs, and that's what it feels like right now. Every game feels like an immense playoff game. The intensity level's at through the roof. Most teams are healthy, and this is the type of energized hockey you get. You get a lot of good hockey right now, and a lot of hard hockey. This was no day at the beach for either team. This type of game. This was a heavy, hard, well played hockey game.
Coach, did you guys give up any odd-man rushes in this game, any rebound shots? I mean, it was a 1-0 game, but I'm looking to keep track of odd-man rushes and rebound shots. I'm still looking to write my first one.
Yeah. Well, I think we gave up some 3-on-2s. We got caught probably trying to extend ozone time, or we got checked off the puck in their zone, and they got some exits on 3-on-2s, but we didn't give up any 2-on-1s and stuff. And I think both teams realized halfway through this was going to be close, and neither team was going to stretch out on the other team. So both teams probably pulled it back a little bit. But I thought the third period, I thought we really did a good job in the third period. I thought we managed the puck really well. I thought we won a lot of board battles that they won earlier in the game. I was pleasantly surprised with the amount of board battles we won in the third period when the game was on the line.
Pitch the goal. Tara Single and Otero make a couple of nice passes, but the fact that Jori was able to check the guy off the wall to keep the puck in, is that what was going to really create the kind of goal tonight, the way these two teams play?
Well, what created the goal was that we checked puck back twice on that shift, and we maintained zone time, and that's where they made mistakes. And that was the way we were going to score. We had to get into their defensemen and create turnovers and use our quickness and speed down low. And we had to, for us to for them to win it, they had to get in on our defensemen and physically handle them. And early in the game, they came at us in waves. And then as the game went on, we seemed to, our speed and our quickness down low seemed to really have a major impact for us positively wise.
You had a win in a one-goal game, and once again, Jake and the penalty kill.
Yeah, it just, you got to get points. You just got to, it doesn't matter what the score is right now, you just got to get points. You can't keep playing well and not get points. We were on the verge in these last two games. If we don't get points in these games, then you start trying to play possibly a different way. And you lose confidence in the way that you're playing. But we continue to get points and playing well, so the belief system's starting to grow. I think today was a big step for our team because our belief system of being able to stay with it won us a hockey game. Because it's hard when you're not scoring and you're playing well and you think you're doing a lot of things well. It's hard to stay on the program. It's really hard. And we've had a season so far where, except for two games, New York and the second game against Calgary, so that's 9 games or 8 games, we've played awful well and haven't got production for it. And you just don't want to see the guys leave the page, because then it gets to be a whole other mess, Tom. And they stayed with it. They stayed with it today. They stayed with it against Detroit in the third period, which is a real good sign. I like the lines today. I like them a lot. I thought Berglund's line, we switched out with Schwartz because Carter's a load down low, and we needed Laterra to kind of handle that physically, and we needed Schwartz to get on their defenseman. We just felt like Schwartz's tenacity would give him problems, and that's exactly what it did. But I like Berglund's line as the game went on. Berglund's line, it was a little bit rich at the start, you know. I don't think either guy had been in something like that for a little while. And Bergie really held steady for him. And then I thought as the game went on, those two young guys got better and better as it went on, which is a real good sign for us.
So the Blues win this game 1-0 over a team that over the last 5-6 years has given them heck in the playoffs. And I know it doesn't really matter, but it's good to get a win against the Kings. Sutter's team is always going to be playing well. That's the type of team he has. He wants to make you pay for playing him, and I'm sure the Blues are sore today because the Kings were very physical. But hey, doesn't matter. You can beat me up all you want to. I beat you 1-0. Let's go ahead and go over the stats of the game. With the win, the Blues improved to 5-2-2 in this season out of their first 9 games. Nice to see. And the Kings lose their 4-game winning streak, I believe they had going into this. So the Kings go to 4-4. The Blues are 5-2-2. Shots on goal, the Kings had 2 more than the Blues, 27-25. Both teams struggled on the power play. The Kings were 0-5, the Blues were 0-4. And that's one area, folks, the Blues really need to improve is the power play. That's key to me, how they play in the power play. You know, I think sometimes they try to get that cute pass and they pass one time too many, or they'll have an open shot and they don't shoot. But I'm sure they can work on that. The Blues won the faceoffs 57% to 43%. Doughty went had 4 shots for the Kings. Toffoli had 3 shots. Martinez had 3 shots. Budaj played great, folks. He deserved a win just as much as Jake Allen did. But he gets the loss and makes 24 saves. Schwartz gets his first goal of the year. Laterra an assist. Tarasenko an assist. Jake Allen gets the shutout. 27 saves. Jake the break. Made all the breaks he could. And played well against the Kings. Actually played better than well and gets the Blues the win. Very nice to see this. The Blues will be moving on in the next game to play the Rangers in New York. So hopefully when they go on this East Coast trip here to play the Rangers, they can continue to play well, play that solid defense, but also be able to come up and get some of those chances. And in my mind, I'm going to tell you one thing. People are going to be upset at me sometimes in the East Coast for saying this. Lundqvist is a good goalie, but my God, he is not the end all of all goalies like people on the East Coast think. He's good, but to hear people talk on the East Coast, he's like the greatest goalie to ever play the game. It's like they treat him like there's this aura around him. He's a beatable goalie. He's okay. He's good, but he's not great. And hopefully the Blues can take advantage of that and get this win. That would be awesome, awesome to see. Well, folks, I want to thank you for joining me. Until next time after the Rangers game, when we talk, chat again. Have a great day, a great rest of your weekend. Good night.
This has been The Drop Podcast. You can email The Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @officialthedrop. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.